plan to sign this bill. Very few, if any, people in Maryland today ever go to prison on a first or second time charge for possession of small amounts of marijuana, which is why 2 years ago we passed the bill that allowed police officers to issue citations instead of going through full-blown arrests. And so by signing this bill, I think we're simply making the law comport with the practical justice as it stands and the priorities that our court system, that our police officers, that the general public attaches to this infraction of public order and public health. And perhaps it might even allow for greater focus and stronger public will to combat the greater threats to public health and the lives of our citizens.
And you were against legalization. I mean, you made that your position clear back in January.
Yeah.
This is different.
I think that the there are some states who have gone down that mm-hmm. path, and I think we'll have the ability to learn from their experience over the course of the next several years. I don't believe that when it comes to being a laboratory of democracy, that this is an experiment that we should be engaged in Maryland. And part of my thinking for that has to do with how many jobs we have that open in our state every year and opportunities for young people that require a federal background check and require federal clearance and security clearances in order to do some important and valuable work in promising fields. So stated another way, I spend a lot of time in high schools and middle schools encouraging kids to go into cybersecurity and other sorts of things and encouraging them to make good decisions, keep a clean record. And so given the way our economy is intertwined with those federal missions, I don't think this is a good experiment for us to be engaged in. But when it comes to recognizing the reality that already exists in our courtrooms, I think that this bill, having passed both chambers by pretty overwhelming numbers, is a bill that I plan to sign.
Did racial disparity play a role here at all, the concerns about that?
Well, I think it probably did with some people. I think it probably did with some, and the fact that a marijuana arrest can be such an impediment to further employment, such a tattoo on one's record, and given the the disparity in our country, and when it comes to crimes of violence committed against people of color, and therefore the deployment of police officers for the prevention of those crimes means that more young men and women of color will generally have more contacts with police officers. I think that's a legitimate consideration.